NATO ambassadors are in Brussels today, deciding whether to send a mission to Macedonia after 6 months of fighting in that Balkan country. Earlier this week, the Macedonian government reached a political agreement with ethnic Albanian parties. Albanian rebels then offered to give up their weapons to NATO. A decision to deploy a NATO force to Macedonia could happen by this week's end. NPR's Michelle Kalaman reports the Bush administration is making sure that any role in that NATO force for this country is limited.
The Pentagon won't say yet how many U.S. troops would be involved in a NATO mission to Macedonia, but officials suggest it will be just a few hundred Americans. And Pentagon spokesman Craig Quigley says they will mainly be involved in logistics.
The United States would provide support elements, logistics support, intelligence support, communication support, vehicular movement, things of that sort. And we envision most of the requirements probably being met by forces that are already there on the ground.
That means some U.S. troops based in Kosovo could be moved to neighboring Macedonia. Quigley doesn't expect that to disrupt the peacekeeping mission in Kosovo.
I think you can have it both ways. You can have your troops be available to accomplish both missions. You don't have to have two separate forces, I don't think.
The NATO mission to Macedonia, dubbed Operation Essential Harvest, has a limited goal, to gather weapons that Albanian rebels would voluntarily give up. The British-dominated mission is expected to last just 30 days. Most analysts doubt such a short mission could be successful, but there's little appetite in the Bush administration for broader involvement. John Hulsman of the conservative think tank The Heritage Foundation believes President Bush has a clear line: no more protectorates in the Balkans, no more Bosnias or Kosovos.
This is generally seen as a compromise position by all sides. The nation builders and the Clintonians who want to be more involved at least say, well, the United States is providing some involvement in this. And those of us who are really skeptical of the involvements in Bosnia and Kosovo see this as a very limited, useful mission as long as it remains both limited and useful.
The limitations, though, sound unrealistic to Daniel Serwer, director of the Balkans Initiative of the U.S. Institute of Peace. He says the Bush administration and NATO should be prepared for a longer involvement.
I don't think going in for 30 days and withdrawing is going to be a stabilizing thing to do. I think they need to stay longer, and I think that you'll be hearing talk about that sooner rather than later.
During the election campaign, President Bush seemed intent on pulling out of the Balkans. More recently, he's been reassuring Europe the United States will stay as long as NATO does. Daniel Serwer believes Secretary of State Colin Powell also seems less reluctant now to get involved in foreign conflicts.
It seems to me that Mr. Powell, having changed seats, has changed attitudes to some extent as well. I mean, it's fairly clear that he's led the effort to get American engagement in Macedonia. Why? Well, because the whole Balkans effort can't stand if Macedonia falls.
Powell did send a U.S. envoy to Macedonia, James Pardue, who played a key role in getting the Macedonian government and ethnic Albanian parties to reach a deal on minority rights. And now U.S. troops are poised to take part in the latest NATO mission to the Balkans. But Washington still has been encouraging Europe to play the lead. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.